This week's music quiz is entirely different than usual. This week, I don't want you to name the song. I just want you to name the musical the song came from. I also want the year that the musical was first staged. And another bonus point, if you could tell me who the artist is. Now, you've got to be warned, some of these artists won't be the original ones who did the records. They'll be the ones who did stage performances, so they might not be so easy. But that's it, really. So without any more ado, let's start with track number one.
That's all I ask of you.
Let me be your shelter. Let me be your light. You're safe. No one will find you. Your fears are far behind you.
When I was a child, around the age of 5 or 6, we lived in Spring Hill Road in Accrington, and if you walked down the bottom of our street, halfway down it became Ozzle Twistle, and at the bottom of this street was the Palladium Cinema. And my first ever musical I saw was Doris Day in Calamity Jane, and ever since that moment I saw her sitting on that stagecoach singing the Deadwood Stage, I've been hooked on musicals. Here's number two.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the...
Another two early movies I saw that were musicals were The King and I and South Pacific. And again, I loved the way that everything was portrayed and how the storyline went and how the singers got really excited. Yeah, it's just a whole new world watching musicals. And as I say, I was really became a real fan, and that's never left me. So here's track number three. We had an operatic society in Accrington that were based at my church, St Mary's in Ozzle Twistle, and St Mary's operatic society were born in the early 60s. And at that time, what people did, they had to do sort of operettas. Like Gilbert and Sullivan were very popular at that time because they were out of copyright, so people could actually use them without having to pay royalties or ask permission. And the first musical I ever saw at Ozzle Twistle Civic was The Pirates of Penzance, and I remember seeing that with my mum and dad, and again really enthralled and absolutely amazed at how well an amateur group sang, and it was a really good show. Here's track number four.
Close my eyes.
Going back to St Mary's Amateurs, they were really good singers in that group. I mean, two of them actually appeared on the Opportunity Knocks, the original one with Huey Green. One was the John Henry Singers and the other was Irene Stevens, and they both won the show. So it just shows you what a depth of singing ability they had in that group. And they still have today, which has always been a traditional thing. The St Mary's Choir has always been really good. Here's track number five.
Close There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away.
At school, I played Henry IV in the school play when I was 15. And I was seen by quite a few people, and actually, Oliver Twistle, St. Mary's, approached me to play a part in The Vagabond King. But by this time, I'd just started work, and I was saving up for my first car, so working a lot of overtime, and I didn't have the time to do it, so that was unfortunate. But yeah, perhaps something I regretted later, but never mind. This is track number 6. In the late 1960s, musicals took on a different look when Andrew Lloyd Webber started composing things like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in 1968, and of course he's done a lot more since then. Now, if you listen to all these little links, you might even get some clues to some of the songs I'm going to be playing, but having said that, it might all be red herrings, so good luck with number 7.
On a bright cloud of music, shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Oh, perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together?
I went down to my daughter's graduation in 1995 when she lived in Watford, and it all took place in London. And she had a surprise for us. She'd got us tickets for a musical, West End musical, so went to see Cats, and I really enjoyed it, although I didn't think I would because it wasn't one I fancied, but it was fantastic. So that was Cats, and this is number 8.
It's so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situations must go wrong, but this has never yet prevented me wanting far too much for far too long.
Another Andrew Lloyd Webber musical I saw was in Blackpool, actually, and again in the 1990s or perhaps early noughties, one of his later ones called Whistle Down the Wind. And the guy out of G4, who was the lead singer in G4, actually played the lead, and he was very good. So there's another one that I've seen, and this is number 9.
Of young guys with corduroy pants, and I'd know if he hadn't gone.
If you ask anybody about musicals, I think most people will probably say that they loved Les Miserables, and a lot of people have probably seen it many, many times because it's something they keep going back to. Again, another cracking musical. Here's number 10.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm me, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere.
In more recent years, musicals have taken on a very different sort of form. And you get people from the 50s and 60s who were favourite singers who have now got their own musicals. One was Buddy Holly. This is number 11.
The perfect year.
Another group from the 60s with their own musical was the Beach Boys. Here's number 12.
Take me to heaven.
Still on the theme of American groups, another one that had a musical named after them was, I'm not going to tell you the name because that might be one of the questions, but it was the Four Seasons. Here's number 13.
More things!
Cream colour ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings.
And if you think it's a man's domain to have a musical named after you, well, Carole King, also another prolific songwriter from the 60s, had a musical which was about her. And again, I'm not going to say what it was called. Here's number 14.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true.
Before we leave the theme of groups in the 60s with musicals, here was another one, which was the Kinks, and here is number 15.
What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero. Another mindless crime. Behind the curtain. In this past.
Of course, nobody can forget the brilliant Queen from the 1970s, and of course, again, another musical for them. And this is number 16. Another topic for musicals has often been something about a historical figure, and there was quite a few of those. There was one about Fletcher Christian that David Essex starred in, and there's been some since, of course, the famous Evita, and this is number 17.
All through the night I delight in your love. So close to me. All through the night.
Of course, some famous films were also adapted as musicals with a different name. The Philadelphia Story became High Society, and this is number 18.
The bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
You give it a try. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And
always look on the bright side of life.
Starting to run out of examples now, but I'm also starting to run out of questions, so let's just go and say that number 19 is next, and here it is.
Yeah.
Well, here we are at the last one, and I hope that you've enjoyed this quiz. It's a little bit different than what we usually do. And remember, I don't want the name of the song, because most of the songs we'll probably hear in the actual clip anyway. I want the name of the musical it was from, the year it was first became a stage musical, or in the, if there's any of these that are just film musicals, then that would do the name that it became a film musical. And also the name of the singer, but be aware, because some of these singers, as I said, are from the stage versions and not the actual films. So thank you. I hope you enjoy this, and happy quizzing.